Tonight was supposed to be a big night for Donald Trump. He was scheduled to speak to an important group of conservative activists in Atlanta. That was until he spoke on CNN last night. Trump criticized Fox News host Megyn Kelly for asking tough questions during Thursday's Republican debate. What Trump said may be offensive to some listeners. As you're about to hear, he seemed to suggest Kelly's tone had to do with menstruation.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
Trump says his comments have been misinterpreted. But according to conservative blogger Eric Erickson, Trump crossed a line of decency. Erickson is hosting the Red State Gathering in Atlanta, and he revoked Trump's invitation to speak. NPR's Sarah McCammon has more.
Erickson stood before the crowd this afternoon reading emails from angry Trump supporters.
Since I've been standing here, about 100 more of the Trump campaign gave out my email address. Because of your unfair selection of guests at the Red State Gathering, I will vote for Donald Trump if he runs independent. I have voted Republican for 50 years, but not this year, thanks to you and Megyn Kelly.
And there were lots more, many containing coarse language we can't repeat on the air, drawing boos from the audience.
You know, I gotta tell you guys, I made the right decision.
Other Republican candidates addressing the crowd seemed inclined to agree, especially former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who told Erickson he is on the side of women.
Your decision, I think, was the right one. Mr. Trump ought to apologize.
Thank you.
Okay. Speaking to reporters, Texas Senator Ted Cruz praised Megyn Kelly, calling her a terrific journalist.
And I think she does a great job. I think she did a very good job moderating the debate. And I'm not going to engage in the back and forth on personalities.
Cruz quickly tried to pivot to foreign policy. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee also praised Kelly and tried to move on to other topics. Here's his response to a reporter who asked if Trump is too thin-skinned to run for president.
You know, I don't know what his skin looks like. I've never been that close, so I just don't know. Yeah, if we got another non-Donald Trump question?
For the record, no. The next question was also about Trump. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Atlanta.